Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas Daf Ayin Vov in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shmini in the middle of Alocha Gimel. We're starting Daf Ayin Hamud Beis in the two dots, three lines to the bottom of the page. We're still in the middle of the Sugya of Gilui. When water is being revealed, is being uncovered, so then there's a chashash, there's a fear that maybe a snake put his venom into it. So the Gemara now just going to bring a few other examples of things that we're chashish, that we're afraid of because of sakana. Says the Gemara, Omar of Ami, Tzrikun lemechush, lema debriyosa chashashim. You have to fear what human beings are fear. If there are some things that people don't do because of a chashash of a sakana, so that's something that we should follow. And according to Abchaim, the next word is part of that sentence. We have to be chashish to what people are chashish, leisr, they should be asr. What is it, for example? Toloi meitun barnash pritin begoy pumo. Person should not put coins into his mouth. The reason is because the coins are dirty, the coins have sweat in it, and it could cause a person to get sick. Continues the one that I involve with Aleph. V'tavshiloi tutei arso. Don't have food underneath the bed. This is because a ruach ra is on food which is under the bed. And pito techois shichyo. Don't put bread under the armpit. And that's also because of the sweat. Meitzo sakino goy puklo. Sakino goyesroigo. Person should not put a knife into a radish or into an asteroid and then eat it, because maybe he's going to come to eat and by mistake hurt himself with the edge of the knife. Any sweat that comes out of a human being, it has danger to it, except the sweat that comes out of the face. Now the Gemara goes back to the concept of the Gilui regarding water. They asked Rav Yonasan a question. Are you allowed to drink this water? Are you not allowed to drink this water? You want me to guarantee your life? Meaning you're endangering yourself. Why are you putting yourself into danger? What is the benefit? If someone wants to drink the water, because the water is Meguli, it says maybe there's a way to say it's fine. So what are you going to gain if you are able to drink the water and nothing bad will happen to you? All you're going to get is a shichur, which means pecham, which means coal. Meaning you're not gaining so much, so you drink this water instead of a different water. What you're gaining is minimal. But if you lose, meaning if there is venom there and someone's going to die, you lose a margali. Margali means a margolis, which means a jewel. The loss is much greater than the gain. It's not worth it to take that risk. Or the other gear says leludin, which is mentioned in Bavli as well, meaning that's type of a umo that eats people, type of cannibals. Prison sells himself to the cannibals. He will get for it a lot of money. Have a masbin loim bedomin yakar. He will at least gain some money from it. And here, a prisoner is willing to risk his life for something small. Meaning, Mora says, it's not worth it to risk someone's life in order to drink mayim megulim. Continues the Gemara, Tani, mayim shenisgalu, water which was revealed, lo yerbatz bem, tuch beisi, should not wash his house with it, because maybe he's going to step on it. Felo yishpechem meshus rabim, should not spill meshus rabim for the same reason. Felo yashke lagoy, should not give it to a goy to drink. We don't want him to kill a goy. For the Yashka man, Bemis Chaver cannot allow an animal of his friend to eat it. Avo Mashka Ubehemti could let his own animal to eat. If he wants to kill his animal, at least take that risk. That's his responsibility. Mayim Shiriz Galu lo Yeshra Behem et Atit. If you have revealed water, don't put it into it, teat, which is cement. For the Chabes Behem is a Kalim, you should not launch you with them. For the Yadir Behem Kahoris, Koisois, Fetamchuim, he should not wash with any types of kalim, of utensils. Of course not, his face, his hands, and his legs. All these cases is because if you use it into something which is usable, maybe some of the venom will sting, and then it will hurt the person afterwards. Achaim say, the only issue with using water of gilui is only areas in the body which have an opening to it. Ponov kesirtem, in the face, there's sirtem, because a person has openings in his face. Rishitz boys, yodav ve'agl kesirtem, in the top of the hands and legs, the fingers of the hands and the legs, that's where the nail is, there's a little bit of opening. So that's why you can't use mayim and golden. But in other parts of the body, it's fine. Says the Gemara, mayim shiz galu lo yigab el meteiso. You have revealed water, don't put it into the dough. Rechem yomar afio mutor b'she'eris nochash kalebor. Rechem says, no, it's not a problem if he's going to bake the iso. because once he puts it into the oven, the heat of the oven removes the venom. If simon b'shem b'shul b'leib omar b'shein nefelis, amimata nefelis also. That's only if the bread doesn't crumble. But if when he picks up the bread, it crumbles, that means there's still venom in it. Hakol moedim b'mayim shuuch m'shosor. Both these andomim agree that if you have water and you boil the water, it's also. It's not like putting the bread into the oven. Ma'bin pas ma'bin amayim. What's the difference between the bread and the water? Kana u'sholit, kana ein u'sholit. Here the fire controls the bread, here it does not control the water. Why? Kana kli mafsik, kana ein kli mafsik. The bread doesn't have any separation between it and the oven. It's heated up directly. The water is in a kli. How do you heat up water? You put it into a pot. So there's some separation between the fire and the water. Shmuel Omar mayaseli rosh hazeh, ein ani shoyteh elachamin. Shmuel says, this rosh means the nachash cannot really hurt me, because I drink only hot water. That teaches us, that Shmuel learns, that even hot water, not only the bread, even if it was cold originally, if you heated it up, then it's mutter. Chanina says, this rosh, again, speaking about the nochash, he doesn't like water that was hot. Even though right now it's not hot anymore. But the nochash is able to recognize water that at some stage was hot, it doesn't drink from it. So if the water was heated originally, even though now it's cold, you can drink from it. It teaches us hot water that became cold, you can drink. Ravo says, it doesn't matter if it was cold and became hot, or hot and became cold, these waters we don't drink. Continues the one that I involve in peace. Mastisim is Sayyala Abirichron. We have a bright side of Abirichron, the both Asr. If you have something which is hot and it's boiling, there is steam coming out of it, so then the nochash doesn't come to it. So then it's mutter. Avamayim amigulim, revealed water that was cold. It's still, when it becomes hot, it's still asur. And that's like a beichron. I don't care that you heated it up. If it originally was cold, the venom maybe stayed in it. Says the Gemara, make kvashim, water that was used to pickle vegetables. Umei shlokos, water that was used to cook vegetables in a very hot cooking. Umei tumusim, water that was used to cook this vegetable called tumusim. Harei elu mutarim, this is mutar to drink, because it's like a juice that we said that the nochash is not interested in that. Maim shedich ben kvashim v'shlokim v'tumusim, but if he didn't cook it, he didn't actually use it, he just washed with it, these vegetables. Harei elu asurim, then it's also to drink this water. If he washed grapes or bad grapes to give to a choyle, it's asur as well. It's not so clear why it says over here lechoyle, and the Rash Tzvilo takes out the word choyle. Kodesh is the Gemara in this base, so we learn the end of the Mishnah. I'm going to use here the Girsa of Reb Chaim in terms of the names of the Mandomer. Hamishmeres Shilyayin. When you have a sifter of wine, so you pour the wine through a sifter. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, imoisop kuko milamalo. If the top part where you put the wine into, it's closed, so the snake cannot go to the top part. I'll be sheep tucho milamatum. Even though the bottom part where the wine spills into is open, the din is that it's mutter. And the reason is because at the bottom part where the wine falls into, there is a noise. Every drop that falls makes a noise, and the nochash won't get close to it. He is annoyed by the noise. If the bottom is closed, he says the opposite. If the bottom one is open, the nochash will come here. He's not afraid of the noise. But if it's closed and only the top is open, it's okay. Why? The venom of the snake stays in the sifter above and it doesn't go down. That's only if he did not mix the wine. If he's mixing it, it could be the venom got mixed with it, and then it will be able to penetrate the sifter. Logging b'tikoy mutter. If you have a barrel of wine in a bag, it's mutter. Mechuso ve'inu pokok, asur. If the wine, the barrel of wine, is covered but not sealed, so it's asur. So we'll see soon, because the snake can pick up the cover. Pokok ve'inu mechuso. If it is sealed, I mean there is something which is stuck into the barrel and seals it, but it's not covered, so the sides of the walls around the seal are revealed. If the seal is doing chatzitza, is completely sealing it, then it's mutter. What's the definition that the pekak is chaitzitz? Train Amoroin. Two Amoroin define it. One says that you can hold the seal, you can hold that cover, and with that, the entire barrel will go with it. It's so strongly connected. Or another gear, so hakarkar. Meaning, as long as there's not enough room between the seal and the barrel to put into it a small piece of wood, which is called a karkar, that the weavers use. So even if when you pick up that seal, the barrel doesn't go with it, but if there's not enough room in between, it's fine. Omar Abo, man, the other tavus, the one who wants to do the best, pokigle umichasli, should seal it and then cover it so then there's no chashash. Says the login she nichoi b'shido tevu amigdol. Person put a barrel of wine into a shido tevu amigdol. There's different types of wagons, and they closed the wagon. The shachachori forgot that it was there. The chazu umotri comes and sees the barrel there. Usher, why? Because maybe there was a snake in the wagon and went into the wine. But if he checked the wagon, he would make sure there's no snake over there, and then he put a barrel into it, mutter, then it's mutter. Says the Gemara, Chad uvda also kamei Rebbe. There was a story that happened in front of Rebbe. Bechad, one, the chamse migali umichasi. He saw him revealing a barrel of wine and then covering it. Meaning this seal, though we said it's fine, someone saw a snake taking that seal off and putting it back in. Says, okay, this is a strange story. This will not indicate that always we choshish for a nachash to reveal the seal of a barrel. Usually we can rely on a seal of a barrel, that's fine. Because one time there was exception to the rule, we're not going to learn from there. But concludes the one, Davayin Zayin Amud Aleph, Omer Amono Lemistabro Deloyahi Uvdo Da'u Osir. So the way the first we explain it means, at least that case was Osir. So he saw the snake picking up the cover of the barrel and putting it back in. That barrel was also, even though it has a seal in it, because you saw the snake was able to open it. But in the other cases, we're not choshish that the snake maybe revealed the seal. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumos Daf Ayin Vav.